RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Always good to talk horses with Joe on a Sunday morning. And Joe, we're going to spend a bit of time talking about Very Elegant, but also Very Elegant's brother and now stakes-winning brother in Very Flash. He's been topical the last couple of weeks, Very Elegant. It's good to see the story continuing at Trentham yesterday.
Good morning, Warren. Yes, her full brother, Very Flash, into the black type winner's circle yesterday at Trentham, recording his biggest win of his career, taking out the Rangitiki, I think that's how you pronounce it, Gold Cup over the mile. Don Goodwin, who raced and bred Very Elegant, has been a great friend of the show, hasn't he, Warren? And it was lovely to see his colours carried to victory by the full brother to Very Flash yesterday.
Absolutely, and he's been a very good friend of the local bottle shop in terms of supply of champagne over the years too, because more often than not, he's celebrating.
He is, and I know that he was trackside yesterday to witness the win of Very Flash, and no doubt there were a few celebrations last night in downtown Wellington. Good morning, Don. How are you going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Woke up reasonably well.
A few champagnes last night?
Yes. A few of everything, actually. But it was a good win.
It sure was. Exciting for you to have the full brother to Very Elegant into the winner's circle in a listed race yesterday over a mile. What were your expectations of his performance yesterday?
I thought it'd go pretty well. He'd had quite a spell, but he'd had two very good trials, and Kevin Myers is a great trainer. He just sets them for the day, and bam, go, out they come.
Mm. Well, it's taken him a while to hit his straps at this level of racing. He's now a seven-year-old. You've been very patient with him, and in fact have earmarked a potential jumping career beyond this with him.
Yes, but we don't know whether he'll get there yet. If he keeps going like this, it'd be a bit hard to point him at the hurdles, but we'll, you know, see where that goes.
Yeah. And so what is the more immediate plan with him over in New Zealand?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure, but I'm pretty certain we'll be going to have another crack at the Winter Cup that he finished third in at Riggerton last year. That week, he actually started three times in a week for a third and 2 seconds. So he's a tough old fella.
You didn't miss him. You don't hear of that type of thing going on much these days in racing, backing them up day after day.
No, he's tough enough, this guy, and he's never had any problems.
Okay, well, full brother to Very Elegant, herself having been in the headlines of late, the reason being, of course, that she's been sold, or you've sold out of her, and she'll now race on internationally, having been handed over to a trainer in France to hopefully maybe look at races like the Arc and other great European staying features. Share your experience of this whole journey in recent weeks with Very Elegant.
Well, it came as quite a surprise, the decision to go. Just more or less it was a fait accompli. And our group didn't agree with it, so that's what's happened. We've sold out to the management group. And what I say, a very fair price. So, but I don't think as a seven-year-old mare should be going to Europe. I'd love to see her finishing a racing career in Australia, which I consider the best racing in the world anyway. So that's what's happened, and it is what it is.
Mm. Yes, you were always reluctant to campaign her overseas, not only for her age, but more importantly, her constitution and temperament, not ideally suited, well, that's the view by many anyway, to the rigours of international travel and campaigning there.
Yes, it's tough going. Geldings and occasional stallions should do it, but no, you talk to anyone in the game, whether they're taking sports horses or any, you know, Olympic games, anything like that, it's got to be very carefully planned and over years to get up to it. But anyway, that's what.
Yeah. Well, as you said, a nice windfall out of it, I'm sure, and she was very generous to you in terms of her prize money earnings on the track. A real life changer for you.
Oh, yes. It's she's changed our group. It's just a little group. I was least the mayor originally, because if I tried to sell her the yearling, I'd have got maybe $1,000 for it. That would have been a point there. So we did a little deal, and my owners came in, and they've had the ride. So have I. And so and the trainer too, Nick Bashara. He had she only raced three times in New Zealand, but they were pretty good. And obviously, that's when the offers started coming in. And yeah. And we've kept 20%, which worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it sure did. Was there a bit of emotion attached to the decision to sell out of her?
Yes, yes, obviously there was. But we decided we didn't want part of it, so that what we did.
So but I'm sure.
A race, she probably won't have red and blue on.
No, no, well, she definitely won't. But no doubt you'll be cheering her on all the same and hoping that she can do good things overseas.
I hope she wins every race she starts in over there, because I've still got the mare and I've still got she's the stallion. I've got a wind. At the moment, the plan is to sell him in the Sydney Easter sales next year. And she's in foal to Zed again, so I'm hoping for a filly. She hasn't had a filly for quite a long time, so keep your fingers crossed.
Okay. How old is Opulence now, Don?
She was 2005, so it's like 17.
Okay. Yep, so getting into the twilight years of her breeding career, may she deliver you a filly before her retirement. And finally, Zed, how much has Very Elegant and now Very Flash changed his profile as a stallion, do you feel? Or is it still a bit of a struggle to profile him?
Yeah, for some reason, the Kiwis he's a brilliantly bred horse. He never got a chance on the race course, but before he broke down, he was something else. He could really go up. He was right up there with Perry Oligan galloping. But, you know, that's why I'm taking the colt for Sydney to sell him. The top price Zed colt at the New Zealand sale this year, the three top Zeds, they all went over to Australia. The Aussies bought the Kiwis, so there we are.
Usually you Kiwis are a parochial bunch. What's happened?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we're any more parochial than the Aussies, but
Oh, very good, Don. Well, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us this morning after what's no doubt been a late night celebrating the win of Very Flash, the full brother to Very Elegant there at Trentham. Continued success with him. And I did read in dispatches overnight that there may be plans post his flat racing career to bring him to Australia. And the dream of Nick Bashara is to one day have a runner at the Warrnambool Carnival.
Yes, that's correct. That's the long distance plan, but we'll see where that goes. Yeah. And of course, you people have now got a new Prime Minister, haven't you?
Yes, we have. What are your views on that, Don?
Well, on not an Aussie, so I'm, yeah, it is what it is, mate.
Yeah, we might leave the political discussion for the experts, but thanks very much.
Both Australia and New Zealand have got Labor prime ministers.
Yeah, okay. Well, we might leave the political discussion for another time, but...
Yeah. You never get a winner in that game.
No, that's right. Don, thanks for talking to us this morning on the show. Always fun.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Oh, Don Goodwin. He's a character, isn't he, Warren?
He is, and just highlighting how important Very Elegant's been from, you know, leasing her out initially because, you know, she wouldn't have attracted any significant money from the sale, and now a half-brother's going to Sydney Easter because of the attractiveness of the pedigree. Just goes to show how racing can just really create those fairy stories as much as anything else. And obviously, we don't know the horse's confirmation, etc., but if he's heading to Sydney Easter, I would think he's going to attract a good price.
Yeah, well, he does throw a pretty robust, correct type of horse, said, so I'm sure it's going to cut the mustard at Easter, certainly now with his pedigree. So... And interesting, too, to hear Don's views on the sellout of Very Elegant to race on overseas. And nice that they'll be cheering her on from across there in New Zealand, despite the fact that they're not involved anymore. So all's well that ends well, it seems.
Yeah, it's obviously very emotional for them. But yeah, Don and the team and on both sides seem to have handled it very well. And, it's so competitive at the top of the size table, Joe, that a race like the Goodwood yesterday could well determine who is the leading sire by earnings. With I'm Invincible, So You Think, and yeah, Nakone probably now not able to bridge that gap. But, gee, it's been competitive at the top end of the size table this season.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic duel between I Am Invincible and So You Think for a number of months now for the Sires Premiership. And we're getting down to the wire now with only a few more months of the racing season to go. And yesterday's performance, as you said, by Lombardo propelled I Am Invincible to the lead again, albeit a narrow lead over So You Think in terms of prize money. I think 100,000-odd separates them at the moment. Harry Mitchell, of course, stands I Am Invincible at Yarraman Park Stud near Scone, and he's our next guest on the program this morning. How are you, Harry?
I'm well, Joe, thank you.
Oh, this premiership for the Sires is becoming a bit of a thriller, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been. It's been pretty exciting. You know, obviously, So You Think had a great run in the Sydney Autumn, and we've got to peg him back, and luckily yesterday helped a bit, but there's still a few months to go.
Yeah, there is, and a winter carnival in Queensland. Still plenty of time left there for his horses to do something on the track. Lombardo looking like heading to a Stradbroke potentially, and another horse in that race, Ming's Moment, which is a bit of a long shot at this stage. So he'll have representation in some of the rich races there, which will help him immensely.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's just not quite as effective on wet tracks, Joe, and that's hurts us a bit, so that's really the key to it. They love firm ground, most of them. The odd one handles the wet, but really we like the ground nice and dry, and when we get that, he goes pretty well.
The Sires Premiership, it goes without saying how valuable that is to the profile of a stallion, both here in Australia and internationally, but in your own words, how would you describe the meaning of I Am Invincible should he win the Sires Premiership this season?
Oh, we'd be very proud. I mean, you know, we bought the horse, well documented, he wasn't an expensive stallion to start, so it's been a dream for the farm and us and the people who work with us at the farm. So, I mean, you know, to win the Sires table would mean a lot. I'm not sure it means a massive amount financially. I mean, the horse is 17 now, but it'd be a hell of a thrill. We've run second, I don't know if it's three or four times. The Everest has been a bit of a bugbear for us. It's sort of charged a lot of horses up the table a bit. But no, it would mean a lot to us, you know, sentimentally and everything else. And the satisfaction would be fantastic.
Yeah, he's been an amazing horse for Yarraman Park. There's no doubt about that, as you say. How's he getting on these days? He's been at stud a few seasons now. His fee at around just under $250,000. How is he around the farm? I'm always interested to know what these horses are like beyond all the usual promotion we see for them.
Well, we're lucky that he's such a kind, nice-natured horse. You know, he's a young 17. He looks very well. The only thing I would say is he gets older, we try and keep a little bit less weight on him, which is, I suppose, like all of us. But, look, he's in very good order. We've cut his book back slightly this year. But he's been a phenomenal horse as far as, you know, getting mares in foal and fertility. But he's just a lovely animal to be around. I mean, Michael Morton, who looks after him, I mean, he nearly sleeps with him. I mean, they're just like the best of mates. The horse is a dream. He's got no vices. Look, we're so blessed to have him. And let's hope, you know, I hope he can continue for another, hopefully, 3 or 4 or 5 years. I mean, I think if we look after him, he can, and we never shuttled him. We just thought he was too valuable to us to take the risk. So, you know, I think that's going to play into our favour, hopefully. So, you know, so far, so good.
He shares the roster there with Hellbent, who's really doing something on the track of late. How's he going in your view?
Look, I'm very happy with Hellbent. Yeah, no, he's had 4 or 5 stakes horses already. A lot of nice horses coming back in the spring in the best stable. The best thing was that they averaged more in their second year than their first year, and all the big trainers bought them. So, we're really excited about him. I think they're going to get better as they get older as well, Joe. You know, like he did. They're beautiful horses, but they just continue to sort of furnish up at 2 to 3. So we're excited what the spring brings.
Yeah. Of course, he's a son of I Am Invincible, so you'd be hoping ultimately that he may well be the heir apparent to his father?
Well, let's hope, Joe. I mean, you know, we liked him very much as a horse. I remember, you know, Darren Weir saying he had the best turn of foot of any horse he trained. So, you know, I like that in a horse. He's a very good-looking horse. He's not as big as his father. He's all quality. And, we're excited about him. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Well, Harry, all the best with I Am Invincible as we wind down this racing season. Just ahead in the Sires Premiership at the moment, a narrow lead over So You Think. It's been a thriller. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
That's Harry Mitchell there, sharing some interesting insights on their stallion, I Am Invincible, and also his son that stands there at Yarraman, Hellbent, who's looking like he's shaping into a very successful sire in his own right.
Yeah, early days, Joe, but yeah, Hellbent sitting fourth on the first season size earnings at the moment, Russian Revolution topping that, and one good horse can make a big difference to any of those tables. They're leading first season size, got 1.6 million, whereas we're talking in excess of 17 million for I'm Invincible and So You Think. You're fighting it out with 200,000 between them. And maybe the Queensland Carnival, the tail end of that, might play a role in who finishes on top of that table, Joe.
No question it will, Warren.
Group 1 racing this Wednesday at Doomben, Joe, so we'll have a little bit of a midweek treat to talk about this time next week. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Warren. Look forward to talking to you next week.